There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile, live from Mobile Bay Coins, 2204 Government Street. Love for you to stop on by, visit with us, grab a sandwich while you're here, check out the coins we've been talking about with Angelo. Speaking of coins, too, we've got a set here, Mobile's 250th anniversary, 1711 to 1961. And we'll talk to Brendan here a little bit more about his latest piece over at yellowhammernews.com about Raphael Sims. But we have coin representation of Raphael Sims here, so I want you to check it out. No coins yet with my friend Bees on them, but Killer Bees is joining us here. Is there a coin stamped with your likeness, a collector coin?
There should be. I don't know. If there is right now, it's bootleg.
Well, that's kind of your theme, right? Yeah, with the bootleg.
Right.
So, but no, there's not a, I can't collect them all. I can't collect the first one.
That is correct.
We need to work on that.
That's right. So we will be the spear point of that. This is ground zero of the new Killer Bees series.
This is happening right now.
Collectible coins. And you can get in on it.
Right.
Ground floor. Here at Mobile Bay Coins.
Yes. This is really how you make the money on it, when you get in on the ground floor.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it'll be fine to get them as a gift next year. You'll be tickled and all like that. But if you're the cat... If you're one of the founding members of that movement,
right.
So and which John is, as a matter of fact, because we have it now, this is documented, that you, sir, broached the idea.
Yeah, and you get the first 25 get a coffee mug.
Of course.
Okay, good.
With Helen Brooks Coffee,
that's
maybe. Is that a sponsor?
Right. Yeah, well, they can be now. Helen Brooks, come on, yeah.
They should be.
They are now. I'll go ahead and bill them for that. Man, good to see you.
Dude, thank you for having me on. This is great. I'm glad that I was able to work this in. I just got in last night from, I flew in from Montego Bay, Jamaica.
You did not.
I did, too. So I have been... In addition to being in my 37th year of performing stand-up for a living, I have, and you heard me right, 37 years.
I'm sitting here
kind of
slack-jawed. It doesn't work on radio, but I am slack-jawed.
And so 3 years ago, actually about 6 years ago, Carnival Cruise Line started hitting me up, wanted to add me to their roster. But at the time, anyway, let me not do that. Yeah, that didn't sound like it was being nice to him. But anyway, used to, the guys that worked on the ships were guys that really didn't do well on land, just to be honest with you.
They needed to have, your routine was for international waters.
And the monies weren't there yet. So anyway, they kind of revamped it. They put an actual comedy club in the cruise ships. Every Carnival cruise ship has the Punchliner.
Right.
Comedy club. It's the largest comedy club chain in the world.
It just happens to float.
So, long story short, about 3 years ago, they finally made me an offer that if I didn't do it, I was just being stupid.
Right.
You know, so I have, in the past 3 years, done 111 cruises on various Carnival cruise ships.
That's some platinum level of cruising there.
Dude, I'm telling you, this 37 years in stand-up, the last 2.5 years have been the busiest of my entire career, because I do that. I do my stuff on land. I'm going into my third season
on Moonshiners
on Discovery
Channel.
Which
we got to talk about here in a second, yeah.
And we've formed a new company. My wife owns the company that books me.
Okay.
Las Vegas Production. So unless y'all think, by judging the sound of my voice, that I am not brilliant, I married the chick that runs the company smart. That books me. So
yeah, there's supposed to be there's a nepotism clause or something, right? So, you're not supposed to be able to do that.
I don't know what nepotism means,
but it's good.
But it's good. Yeah. Here's how good I'm doing right now. Our plastic bags in the pantry are Target.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
All right, dude. We went from Dollar General sacks to Target.
You're so moving on up.
That's how you judge the economy in my neighborhood. That's how you judge the economy. You go from Dollar Tree to Dollar General. If you have a college education, then you got your Walmart. But if you're just lucky and married the chick that books you, then you get Target sacks in there.
Which looks nice because you want to match your luggage. I use them as luggage.
You do. Well, look.
And you don't want to have like a Walmart bag and a Target bag.
Oh, yeah, yeah. See, then that looks, you look disheveled.
Yes, you do.
You look unprepared. So, let me tell you what, I tie my sacks in a real fancy knot so that when they come out on the turnstile at the airport,
right,
I don't have to read the ticket.
That's
one of
right.
Those
you know
cats.
Yeah,
I'm like a businessman,
you know,
dude. It's
traveler.
A monkey fist knot. I saw it on a plaque at Red Lobster. By the way, if y'all have never seen a monkey fist knot, it's like a big wadded up, like the inside of a beagle testicle, Sean.
The last time I saw inside of a beagle testicle.
Sean's writing that down. Now you got to go Google it.
Inside of a beagle testicle.
So anyway, I just flew in from the ocean. I started that gig, this last outing, on Roatan Island, Honduras. They flew me. Carnival pays all my flights and junk, flew me from Mobile to Honduras, and on this cab, I'll call it a cab, but it was a broken down minivan with no AC. On the ride from the airport to the cruise terminal, I saw some people, locals, hit a 4-foot-long iguana that was running across the road in their car, jump out and grab it and jump back in the car and leave with it.
So
they eat them. They eat these iguanas, and it was like
just some fresh roadkill.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like throwing on the barbecue then.
Yeah. Brandon, it's like friends of ours that hit a deer,
right,
and throw it and take it to deer camp and skin it. It's like that. Well, I was like, oh my lord.
So they actually, I guess they didn't put it on the back of in the back of a truck or on a rack. They put it in the car with them.
Yeah, they grabbed it and jumped in the car. Somebody told
me. What happens
me,
when it wakes up?
Yeah, so I have no idea, dude. I'm not a big fan of giant lizards. I'm not a fan of little bitty lizards to start with.
Sean, it probably tastes like chicken.
That's what they say. Have you had it?
I have not.
Okay. But they say there's excursions down there where you go to these different beaches and they'll
get to run over
iguanas. But they don't get to run over them. Wait, that would be more fun.
Right.
That's what we would do. If that was in
Alabama,
that's what it would
you're
be.
You're back home in Alabama. You're talking to me. So
that's right. It would be. If that excursion was here, dude, it'd be four-wheelers running over.
We could go run over stuff.
Yeah. The ultimate roadkill experience. That's what they call it. So I just got back from that. That ship was out of Galveston. I got on the Honduras, did shows all the way back to Galveston, stayed on board while they booted that batch of customers, brought in another 3,000 customers.
Wow.
And I went back out and then flew home last night from Jamaica. And so now tomorrow, no, what is today?
Today's Wednesday.
Okay, Friday night, I'm doing two shows on Dolphin Street.
That's why I got you here, because you're back home, and I'm excited about
At Azalea Manor. If you've not been there, it's a venue where they do a lot of wedding receptions and stuff. I think Alec Naaman will be cooking there. I think Alec is doing the menu. He's done a bunch of them with us there. So tickets for that are at killerbees.com. That is BEAZ, because we didn't know any better. Sean?
I can spell that one.
Yeah. So there's two shows. I think they're like 6:30 and 8:30. There's people that's written down. There's people that know that kind of stuff. I'm just the bullet in the barrel.
That's right.
That's what I am. I have other people aim.
You married the boss of the company. What else do you need to know?
Yeah, so the PIN number. Honey, what's that PIN number again?
We're coming back.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We'll talk more.
There's that music.
Yeah, there's the music.
Something's going to happen.
That's right. Something is happening. It means we're coming back. We will talk more roadkill and moonshine with Killer Bees.
Fun topics.
That's right. No, I want to talk more about what you're doing with the cruise line, but also moonshiners, like you said, now in the third season. How y'all are not all arrested, I got to figure that out.
Yeah.
Okay, explain that when we get back. Coming right back, more Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile, live from Mobile Bay Coins, 2204 Government Street, right here for the next little bit. We're hanging out. Stop by and see us. We'll feed you some sandwiches from our friends at Jersey Mike Sub on Dolphin Street. Also, the new run of FM Talk 106.5 Huggers are in. It's Jeff Poore, it's Brendan Kirby, it's Killer Bees, who is back home for at least a couple days because he's got to perform here at home. It's kind of got to be weird. I mean, you'll be going home to your own bed and not to back to the Lido Deck Suite or whatever they got you on the carnival.
Man, I'm looking forward to these shows Friday night. It'll be. I've got a whole bunch of new material, which is very cool. And so we're doing that, man. I always love getting to come back and perform in Mobile.
Well, we're anxious. That's why I was excited when I saw this email. I said, good.
Yeah.
He's coming home. And also, I'm reading here about ComedyBuzz.com. What are you doing with this?
This is kind of cool, too. My wife's company is Las Vegas Productions. I would say her company, our company.
No, if you go through, it's her company.
But we have formed a new company. We've partnered with a company called On Air Broadcasting that is on Music Row in Nashville. They have studios right there on Music Row. And we're forming a 24/7 radio comedy network and a video division. And we've already shot the first two episodes of video called Killer Bees Presents, where we handpicked a dozen squeaky clean. This was squeaky clean shows. Did two nights of filming in Nashville. Brought in six cats each night from around the country, from Utah, from New York, from Florida, Atlanta, Nashville, from all over. And we're putting these compilation videos together, which right now we're talking with some different networks about airing them there, but also we're going to make infomercials out of them and sell them. We're going to put them in rotation on cable and satellite TV stations and do infomercials, because right now there's nobody doing infomercials of current touring comedians that may come to your town.
Right.
You know, it's all old Carol Burnett show stuff.
Yes.
Or Lucille Ball,
right,
or some Red Skelton.
Right, right.
So we have cracked that market, and this is really, the tapings turn out really, really good, man. So, and like I said, they are squeaky clean, they're family friendly.
Right.
And there are so many talented comedians out there that I have known and seen perform because I'm 37 years in.
Wow.
So we have a deep bench,
right,
of people
you
to draw
from. Get on the
phone
and holler at them and say,
correct,
hey. Okay.
Correct, man. So and we give them way more money than they've ever made for 10 minutes of stand-up, and have a deal with them on the back end. So we treat them really nice, man.
Right. And you're like, you're what is the hip term? That you're curating these. You're like, you're bringing everybody together.
I'm hosting, yeah. and I'm also performing on each of them.
Okay.
So I have a dual role. I'm the host, and then I do a set as well on each of the
so where would somebody
of
see
the
this?
DVDs. We don't know. I cannot tell you who all we're in talks with right now, but it's bigger networks and bigger things than I thought we had access to. And part of that is because our partners on Music Row, there's two of them. One of them has radio, the other's a TV guy, buys and sells TV time. You know, the little knife show that you see late at night where they have a Bowie knife stuffed in a block of wood.
Sure,
and
sure.
They're, and they do. And who don't know, who does not love a Bowie,
right,
knife?
Really?
And they have,
yeah,
samurai swords, and the guy showing all
stuff
these knives,
yeah,
and
he's got
band-aids on his fingers and all this.
Right.
You know, though he sells their stuff as well, does their airtime and a bunch of other people, and he does movies. So this guy's real big. But that freaking little knife show sold $64 million worth of knives last year. $64 million. Because they're running this infomercial. You see it every
day.
Have
you considered making knives part of your show?
I have not, no, because of that court order about me and sharp objects.
I'm just saying, the $64 million, we'll make it part of this radio show, too. That's impressive. So they're, so obviously they know how it works.
They know how it works, and so they were the perfect people to partner with. And we've known them for years, that, too. And they were fans. They were fans to start with. Then we started hanging out. Then we got to being buddies. So good forth deal. And so on. So it's people that we already know that have a track record of success.
Right.
And we brainstormed, and Terry came up with the idea. My lovely bride, Terry, came up with the idea. Corporate. So
yeah,
the whole rest of our life together, when we're talking, when I say corporate, you go, okay, B, you want a golf Sunday? Let me talk to corporate. Corporate's going to be in on that. So anyway, so we're real excited about that.
Yeah.
So our workload, back to the whole thing about the workload this day and age, is so heavy on us and delightfully heavy. It's one of those things where you're wore out, but you're like, why are you wore out? Because you got good stuff going down. So so that's really cool. So it is.
So how do you fit what I'm trying to figure out?
It is a blessing. Let me say that. I tell people I've been real lucky in my career, and that's the wrong word. I've been very blessed. So that's where we're at right now.
Right. And then in amongst all that you're talking about, then you got the Discovery Channel. You got Moonshiners.
Correct, man.
How you fit that in?
This is my... Well, one thing, we make the time to fit their filming schedule. Matter of fact, I had to cancel one of my cruises out of Mobile. I was going to go out on the Fantasy for two cruises in a row, but I got a call from Discovery that, look, we need you in Cosby, Tennessee on so-and-so date. We need you that entire week. We need to come get all your stuff done.
How does that work? I mean,
Carnival's real good about that, though. Carnival likes it that people can come on board a ship, and one of the performers
is a guy they
saw last Tuesday night on TV.
Sure.
So they're real good about that. But the way I got on that TV show, I was doing a concert in Bristol, Tennessee. Yeah. Sean, I got a hit on my Twitter feed from two of the cast members, a team of moonshiners named Mark and Digger. I got a hit on my Twitter feed. Dude, it's Mark and Digger from Moonshiners. We saw you 20 years ago at Zany's Comedy Club in Nashville. We're huge fans. You're in our neck of the woods. Come see us. So immediately I turn to corporate and I go, I need to be on that TV show.
Right.
And I go, my demographics love that. My family loves that. Right. Everybody I'm kin to loves that TV show.
Right.
So on our way back, the show was in Bristol. We were going to drive all the way back to Mobile, me and the corporate and our little road dog, Bahama. And so we stopped in the Pigeon Forge area and hung out with these guys and just hit it off immediately. Digger got that name. His family used to own funeral homes. And I used to work in a funeral home. We both have embalmed people.
Well, that brings people together.
So we bonded right there. If you can call, if you can talk Trocar Buttons with somebody over lunch... You know, you
that's talking
bonded. Shop. Yeah, that's talking shop. So we stay so late that they go, man, don't drive home. Come stay in our cabin. They have this Moonshiner safe house cabin in Cosby, Tennessee, on a trout stream that they shoot some of the episodes in. They do the Christmas special from there. They go, man, go spend the night there. Don't drive home tonight. So we go to this cabin, bear season, to this cabin up in the mountains. And I call it a cabin, but they've got Wi-Fi and a satellite TV.
High fancy cabin.
And all this stuff. Yeah. So we spend the night. The next morning, they come get us because they're going to show us how to get back to the interstate.
Right.
We were in the country. I stopped for gas. A dog ran up to bark at me. Banjo sounds came out of his mouth. That's how far
back.
By the way, banjo sounds is God's way of telling you you need to get back toward the interstate. Not banjo music.
No.
That's different. Banjo music is good. There's good banjo music, but banjo sounds, that's like a warning. So we're doing breakfast, like at a little IHOP, and they go, you need to let us teach you to make moonshine. And, of course, corporate turns white as it goes. Please don't teach him to make moonshine. But in my head, I'm like, I need to get me on that show.
That's right.
So on the way home, buddy, I lobbied in our 11-hour drive to Mobile, but I did not shut up, Sean, about, look, here, if I get on the show, this. Right. Look at the numbers, yes. Discovery Channel, yada, yada, yada.
All it takes is me knowing how to make moonshine.
It didn't even take that. So, because my first time on there, I came on board. I play the part, y'all, for our listeners. I play the part of Killer Bees, the comedian. That's my character on the show. My Google
you feel
search
like you're getting,
numbers.
You feel like you're getting typecast?
Yeah.
Hey, can you hang on a second?
Yeah.
All right.
Heck yeah, man.
We're coming right back. More with Killer Bees. He's got two shows right back here at home. Yeah, you see him on season 3 of Moonshiners. And we'll talk more about making shine and making people laugh when we return right here live at Mobile Bay Coins.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile, live from Mobile Bay Coins, 2204 Government Street. Stop on by and see us. When you do, grab a sandwich, and the new run of FM Talk 106.5 Huggers are right here for you, and some sandwiches from our friends at Jersey Mike's. And Angelo is also going to talk with us here in just a little bit. I know you're doing something right now, but he's going to come talk some coins with us, because not only do we have shipwreck coins from not a carnival cruises, but shipwreck coins from 1641. It's nothing you did, Bees. It's nothing. Okay, it's nothing.
You're right.
Shipwreck
Thank
coins
you, sir.
from 1641, but also some signature Mobile coins. Which, by the way, I want to get back to Moonshiners in a second. But what do you get? Do you get the where are you from? You know, what is that like? I mean, 37 years in comedy, as many places as you've gone. As a ambassador, you're an ambassador. You know that for Mobile. you're our ambassador, Bees.
Yes.
How is that?
I'm getting a little thing from my desk that says that.
they know who we are now? Have you made the Mobile name
Man,
known?
It is so much fun, and people always talk about going through Mobile. Man, I've been through there. And,
We're on the way to go somewhere.
Say, well, I was headed somewhere and went there. Okay.
Going somewhere fun when we came through y'all's home.
Yeah, I told them that's our. What do y'all do in Mobile? We give directions. That way is Panama City. But now, if you go that way, that's the gambling boats. So
we're right betwixt them, right there.
Yeah. So wow. I love living in Mobile, man.
But I just think you go so many places.
I absolutely love
that.
Yeah,
and you see them.
I lived in Nashville for many, many years, and that is such a showbiz town. It's a little bit too helter-skelter a place when you come back off tour. I like getting to Mobile where it's regular people. Everybody I ran into in Nashville was some kind of entertainer, some kind of a booker, and I was never off work. My phone, I'd get home, the phone's ringing.
Right.
Man, can you come do something at it? So, this and that. So it is so good to just be back in an environment that is like I grew up in. I grew up in Jackson, Mississippi. We were laid back. We enjoyed nature. We enjoyed life.
Right.
We enjoyed each other. So I love that about getting to come back home to Mobile. We built a house out by the airport, which hopefully they won't damn move it to Brooklyn Field and screw that up. But I'm not complaining. Did I come out of the mic?
No, that was I had dropped all that. Yeah, we're good.
So this is
the moonshine talking.
Right. Oh, yeah, that was the moonshine talking. So Mobile has been a lot of it's been a good anchor point for me, no pun intended. Generally, I'd say it's a good place to detox when I'm off tour.
Right.
But that might sound tacky. I don't want to put the wrong. I don't want to make people think that I taste test the moonshine.
Well, that's what I was about to ask you. That was one of my questions here, is how much sampling do y'all do? But we were talking about
that's a double-edged sword, by the way. The quality control sampling is a double-edged sword. And the first time I made a batch, they were hazing me, and they didn't tell me you taste it and spit it out. So it wasn't really that far into the procedure that I had slipped the surly bonds of Earth. Gravity, let me tell you something, moonshine's anti-gravity. A lot of people don't know that. So,
Clown oil. So I mean, y'all. Okay.
Clown oil.
Yeah. So I mean, you, okay. So you just happenstance. These guys, Digger, the crew, they hit you up on Twitter.
Correct.
They call you down the cabin.
Correct.
You hang out, have a big time. You now talk to corporate, convince corporate that the best idea for you is to get on this TV show and go to making moonshine.
Right. So I'm like, let me go up there. They go, we want you to be our apprentice. So still trying to play the showbiz angle and placate corporate. I go, can I take pictures of us doing it? And can I post things on social media that I'm doing an apprenticeship with cast members from Discovery Channel series Moonshiners? And so they go, let us check. So we get word back from Discovery Channel, dude, you can brag about it, you can't use our logo, you can't say you're on the show. So I start going up there, and we start doing this. You know how we don't judge people? But we judge people.
I was going to say, we don't judge.
We're out in the woods. It's me and these two moonshiners in their overalls and spit cups.
Right.
And we're out in the woods by an illegal, bona fide illegal whiskey still.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, my Lord. They got spit. I'm like, oh, my Lord, what have I got myself into? But I'm trying to be a good student.
Right.
So I go, because I'm on a mission. I go, when you put the fruits or the vegetables in the still, and the guy cuts me off and goes, you mean the botanicals? I'm like, yeah, I mean the botanicals. So then, Sean,
the botanicals,
I know. Then I had to take a garden hose upstream. We're on a trout stream in bear season in the Smoky Mountains at an illegal still. But they have to have a cold water supply that keeps replenishing to keep the condenser coil, or as they call it, the worm, cold enough to condense your alcohol vapors.
The worm and botanicals. Following along. I'm taking notes.
That you have bored out of your still at 179 degrees Fahrenheit. Anyway, so I go put one end of the thing upstream, so it's a gravity-fed system we're using at this point in time. And so I get down to where the still is, and they're adjusting a valve on that end of the hose. I go, what happens if too much cold water? And the guy cuts me off and goes, you mean thermal shock? Yes, I mean thermal shock. So, dude, 8 minutes in, I realize these cats were scientists. So they are really, really good at it. So I made peach moonshine, cranberry moonshine, and corn liquor over the course of a month. I had to go back three different times. You don't do it all at once because you have to make your mash barrel. You have to put your ingredients together and let them ferment for a week, approximately, depending on outside temperature and barometric pressure.
Right, how cold the worm is.
Yeah, and the weather and all that stuff. You boil your water for your mash because you want it all to start. But anyway, takes about a week. So we did the run of, they started the peach before I got up there. So we did the run of the peach, and then we mashed in our cranberries. I went home. I came back in a week, and about 2 days later, the cranberries were ready.
Okay.
You can tell that because your botanicals float to the top of your mash.
Right.
Which is mostly water. And, they float real high while it's still making alcohol because one of the byproducts of the yeast interacting with your sugar and your starch is carbon dioxide.
Okay.
So as long as there's a lot of bubbles going, it's still working, and it makes your botanicals or your cap float higher. So when your cap starts sinking back below the surface,
yes, that's when you're finished
then
with that part,
when,
right?
Correct. That's when you need to get ready to run it, because if you wait a couple of days too long, it loses the alcohol and turns into vinegar.
Okay.
Who knew?
So the cap, as you said, what do you do
correct.
With that?
You
make a salad.
No, you cast them off.
Oh, okay.
You're done with them.
Ever.
You strain as many of the solids out as you can before it goes into the pot of your steel. The pot's a part that you heat up.
Is that what I'm seeing in that picture you were showing?
Yeah, that was the... What picture?
Yeah, no pictures.
Yeah, the big copper thing, that's the pot. And you want as few particles of solids, because those solids will sink to the bottom, and you heat it from the bottom, and there's the danger of scalding. You know how when you're cooking peas or butter beans, if you burn the bottom, the whole batch tastes bad?
Yes.
that will happen to your shine if you scald that. So you try to get as many of the solids out as you can.
Let me just stop you for a second. We're talking about all this bees.
Hang on. I love saying that to people. Let me stop you right there.
I'm going to stop you. I will pause this. The whole process we're talking about, isn't it highly illegal?
Now, when you say highly...
Or is it illegal-ish?
It is when you... Here's the whole thing about it. Here's the whole thing about it. What you get busted for is not paying the taxes.
Right, the revenue man. The revenue.
That's why when they say the revenuers came to the steal, that's the Internal Revenue Service.
Right.
So I think the technical term that what we do is we make non-taxable artisan spirits distilled covertly in an undisclosed location. Now, people can make wine or beer legally. Mm-hmm. You can ferment
even here at home in Alabama
and
now.
Strain a beverage. Right. The second you take, you know, when you make moonshine, basically you get wine or beer that you made and you boil the alcohol out of it and then condense that alcohol vapor into a concentrate. That's in a nutshell what you do. The act of lighting a fire or putting a heat source underneath that wine or liquor or the mash, as we call it, that's when it becomes illegal. As soon, because you can own a still because people distill water.
Yeah.
They distilled what's these oils that they make?
You're right.
There are legal not essence oils. There's some
essential oil thing.
Yeah. Essential oil. They make that.
WD-40?
So it's legal to have a still, but when you have that still put together, and you have a mash or a, and I don't know the technical word for what they call that, but the mash, and when you start heating it, then it is illegal unless you have the proper permits and have paid the proper taxes.
Everything else is okay
to
as
be
long
able
as you don't
to
light,
do it.
Light a fire.
As long as you don't start heating it up, and that's what starts the distilling process.
So once you do that,
buddy, then it's on. Okay.
But y'all got a TV show where
Before I got on the show, corporate did a big vetting process about how do we do this, and so there's like three layers to it. The Discovery Channel's attorneys contend that things that people see on entertainment TV is hearsay evidence. They contend that an agent's not going to call a judge and go, I need a warrant because I saw some clear liquid dripping into a jar and the comedian said it was moonshine.
Okay? That's why you're there.
There's one.
You're there.
No, I didn't come in until season six.
But they
season
brought you
eight
in
starts.
But this is your
and
third,
the second,
right?
Yeah, this is my third mm-hmm. season. Season eight's coming up. Starts in November. The second layer to that is we shoot these segments several months before they ever air.
So you can be out of the country.
So that still that I showed you a picture of in my phone is not there. It's not there anymore. We carted that off when we got done shooting my segments. And so the third level to that is this day and age, we feel like the law enforcement community is really focusing more on meth labs and the opiate problems that we've got going.
Right.
Pretty much in a nutshell, and I'm not saying that the police say that it's not, that it won't, you won't get in trouble, but I have learned in my years that if you're not showing your ass, the police aren't going to be as mad at you.
You can get that put
just to be
needle pointed on a pillow.
When we do the killer bees coin, we're going to put that
on the other side of the coin.
Other side of the coin. But literally, and moonshining, unless you're real, real big, unless you've got hundreds of gallons and you're going through thousands
back to the
of
boutique
dollars.
Thing. You're a boutique.
You know, I don't think it's quite as severe a thing if you're just a little guy at home that can make five quarts that you give to your friends or something. And I will say this, too. This day and age, it doesn't seem like there's the health risk that there was 30 and 40 years ago before people were hip to the danger of lead. And, you know, back when they used to make steels, they would solder the copper together using lead-based solder. Well, that lead can leach into the moonshine. Before that, people would use the coal out of a car radiator, which had a lot of lead solder, had residue from
antifreeze and stuff.
Yes. But this day and age, you can purchase a steel legally online.
All right, let's do this.
We'll be back.
Yeah, remind folks, too, because two shows this week.
Two shows, Friday night, 6:30 and 8:30, I believe, are those show times. Tickets are at killerbees.com, B-E-A-Z.
All right.
The feel-good show of the season.
There we go. And before the revenuers get them, go out and check it out. Coming right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile, live from Mobile Bay Coins, 2204 Government Street. My buddy Angelo has brought me some very, very cool coins to look at. We do not have the Killer Bees collection yet, but we will soon. But tell me, what am I looking at here, man?
Well, it's just sort of fun because as you guys were talking about various things,
yes,
I think about the items that connect to that here in the store. You guys were talking about Admiral Sims, and
yes,
yet we have that 250th anniversary, sesquicentennial. That's a good word. You can use
it
that on your show. Sesquicentennial.
Okay. That's like the Yeti in the Bigfoot. It's another name for
250 years.
Oh, okay. 250 years.
250th anniversary of the city of Mobile. And, of course, one of the tokens that was in that set has Admiral Sims on it.
Yeah, you got Bienville. You have Diverville here. You have all the... This is really neat.
Yeah, that's a little bit of Mobile history there in your hand. And then you guys were talking about moonshine and everything else. And we actually have some hand-poured little bars that look like an old moonshine
bottle. Oh, look at that.
With little XXXs on it. So
how cool is that?
Somebody has somebody in their family.
And that's silver?
And that is an ounce of silver
there.
Wow. Yeah, so you've got somebody that's into moonshine and they're into Mobile history. We've probably got something here at the shop that can connect directly to
that.
Dude,
that is very cool.
Isn't that neat? And it's heavy for the size, isn't it? I mean, you pick something like that up, you're like, wow, that's dense.
No kidding. Man, my two other cast members on Moonshine would love these.
You get those on TV.
Gosh.
You may be seeing some of the stuff from here in the store on the TV show. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Now
that is very cool.
And we also talked about, when you mentioned silver, though, I do want to remind folks, because you've been telling us on the air, this is a real good time. If you're going to buy silver, I mean, this is
the time.
Right now, silver is
under $15 an ounce. It's been 2016, earlier than 2016, before it's been that price. So the last couple of years, it's been more. So, you know, what do they always say? Buy low, sell high.
Don't reverse that.
That reversing that bad. So right now, silver's down. Come into the shop. We've got a lot of 90% silver junk coins. Matter of fact, we've been selling some of those as we were talking about this today. We've got some great prices on junk silver. You got to come by and check it out. You don't have to break the bank either. You could come by and spend a couple dollars, spend $50. I mean, if you want to spend a bunch of money, we're not going to say no.
Right.
But there's no need to. For under $20, you can get a handful of silver coins, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is cool. And to watch, you know, gets you online checking the value of silver.
Exactly.
You know, and you watch it go up, and that is awesome. What about Opinel knives? What selection looking like?
I've got a great selection of Opinels right now. We do have the kitchen set back in stock. That's the full, you know, chef's style kitchen set. We've got all the pocket knives. I'm getting a little low on the outdoor knives. Those have been real popular with being summertime and people being at the beach and in the water and kayaking and whatnot. But plenty of Opinels in stock. A couple other interesting designs over there, including a really cool fish knife. I know you like to fish, but there's a fillet knife, actually a sushi knife over there I've got to show you. You can check that out once we're off air.
Oh, good deal. So I'll be coming over here to check out the knives. People stop by, obviously see us in person to see all the things in the store, but you put a lot of items up on the Facebook page.
We certainly do. Every day we're trying to put new stuff out, whether it's Ron finding some really cool coins that we've picked up, maybe it's some nice pieces of jewelry that Anna wants to mention and showcase to folks. You know, because all the stuff you see here at the shop, we buy and sell from the folks here in Mobile. So if somebody has a jewelry collection that's sort of languishing in a dresser drawer or in a jewelry box somewhere, they can come by the shop, they can get some cash for it, walk away. You know, maybe it's paying off school bills. And all. I mean, there's always something that you need money for, right?
Right. Absolutely. Like,
some moonshine.
Yeah, so maybe it's that moonshine, or maybe it's the silver bars for the moonshine.
Dude, that
too.
Is great.
So
right
you come
there.
Out of the
I'm
shop.
I'm in love with that piece. Maybe is that what you call it when you're talking about chunks of silver?
This is a little silver ingot. It's a hand poured
ingot.
Hand poured piece of silver. That is very cool, isn't it?
Dude, that is very cool.
And not just moonshine. We have sugar shells. We have dog bones. We have all sorts of cool different designs.
So if you're going to get your silver, you can still. If you're getting something for investment, it also can be collectible.
Yeah, there's some investment grade stuff. There's some very cool grade stuff. We have some high-end silver dollars as well. So the variety here, we've got so many things to check out. You got to come by the shop. I can't put all of it on Facebook. I'd be doing nothing else all day.
Well, thanks for having us out. I hope folks get to check this out today. If not, come by and see you this week or on Saturday.
Yeah, it's been a blast. Appreciate you guys being here.
Hey, man, this is my first time in here. This is great, dude. Congratulations.
We might not ever get you out of here, huh?
You got all kinds of stuff to look at.
That'll be fun.
Well, next time, we're going to bring some moonshine in and do it with that. So let's talk about it quick before we run out of time, though, because Moonshiners Season 8.
Season 8 starts in November. Traditionally, it has aired on Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock Central Time. I'm assuming it will keep that time slot.
Okay.
I have no idea. But it'll be my third season, and this season they've expanded my role, and they're teaching me to make moonshine on camera. Ladies and gentlemen, they're teaching me to make what appears to be
right.
moonshine.
Giving the impression
it
of
appears to be a non-taxable artisan spirit distilled covertly in an undisclosed location. That's
right.
What it. We create that illusion quite well.
Fantastic.
You know, fantastically well.
CGI, all the technology these days, they can make it look like you're learning to. Make some shine and then run it down the road and sell it too, right?
Yeah, that really looks
like
they're doing
the vehicle, and I just looked at a picture too. A vehicle, if I think people run a moonshine, I think a big block Ford, I think something from the 50s or something like that. Not a Hyundai Tucson.
There, dude, yeah. It's the one right outside that door.
Yeah,
so.
The SUV just doesn't seem like that.
That's because I'm undercover.
That's right. You're way undercover.
Hey, I love you, man. Y'all have fun listening to me playing guitar.
Yes, very good. And come see him this week. Two shows. We'll put that information up on our Facebook page. Paul Feinbaum on the way next. See y'all. Mañana.